Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to 6 Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at the Hiram City Museum.
Right out of high school, Kathy Schaefer went to work as a telephone operator in Moab, Utah.
The chief operator called my mother and said, "Hey, I understand you've got a daughter who just graduated from high school. Would she be interested in the job?" And so my mother said, "Yes, she needs something to do for the summer." So I went in the next day for an interview. The next Monday morning, I started. So what happened was, when you would dial zero, a light would come on onto the switchboard. You put one end of the cord into that circuit. You answered, "Operator." You found out what the customer wanted, collect call, person to person, pay phone, whatever. And then you plugged your cord into an outbound circuit and you'd key punch the number in that they were calling. And then as soon as the call ended, what we also had to do was we had to fill out what they called a ticket. And we had to fill in where they called from, where they were calling to, the type of billing, whether or not they were paying for it by coins. And if you paid for it by coins and you had to count the coins and you had to figure the rate, then you would take the ticket out, figure out how long they talked. And then at the end of the day, they would be boxed up, shipped to California, where they would be fed into a scanner, which would turn them into punch cards. And then that was how you would be billed. And it all sounds so primitive now, but this was back in the 70s and 80s. Everything was manual. It's hard to believe now, but that's the way it was. You'd get all kinds of weird questions on directory assistance. "Well, operator, when do we change the clocks? What time is it?" I once got a call if somebody who needed a 5-letter word starts with a P for a fruit. Peach. funny story. I was working the switchboard late at night, and I picked up this man, and he was a truck driver, and he wanted to place a call, and he was going to pay for it by coins. So I put the call through, and he would tell the other person who answered, "Hey, darling, hey, baby, it's me. Hang on, I got to put money in this thing." So he finished his call, and then I picked him up again. He says, "Operator, I got another call to make." It was another woman, and it was, "Hey, baby, hey, darling, I got to put money in this thing." And I said, "Sir, if you have other calls to make, just stay on the line and signal when you're through and I can help you." So I swear, that man, he called about 7 different women that night. And in between calls, he and I got to chit-chatting. And I said, "Sir, it must be awfully expensive for you to have all these girlfriends." And he said, "Honey, it was a hell of a lot worse when I was single." When they closed, it was really a kind of a bittersweet night because we knew it was the end of an era. While we were working, there were men in the back room installing the digital relay equipment that would replace us. But I felt really bad because a lot of the women, their husbands had worked in the mines, and this was right around the time that mining in Moab was declining. So now suddenly the women were the primary breadwinners. Everyone thought the phone company would be forever, and again, it was very bittersweet when it all came to an end.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.